I guess I mixed up my figures. The bus depot has a value of $1,750,000. And he also awarded us a contract for a new office building and shops in Minneapolis for $2,750,000. And a bus depot at Great Falls, Montana for $750,000. Also a bus depot at Billings, Montana for $1 million. And a bus depot at Brainerd for $250,000. Mr. K said that we did not need to have an architect on any of these things, and that he would like to have me draw up plans for these buildings that would fit in with what had taken place in our conferences in Chicago and New York, and that we'd have our own architectural firm, and we jokingly call it K. Leck Olson Incorporated, Olson being an engineer and architect who was in the employ of Greyhound Lines. We had a lot of fun talking about the firm of K. Leck and Olson as we designed and built the aforementioned bus depots. The Northern Greyhound Lines were wonderful people to do business with, and Mr. K. has always been a very valuable friend and one of my chief references when I was looking for additional work from other prospective customers. Mr. K. recommended me to the president of the Burlington Trailways Bus Company. And out of that recommendation, Burlington Trailways awarded us the following contracts. Repair shops and office building headquarters at Omaha, Nebraska, $2 million. Trailways Bus Depot at Lincoln, Nebraska, $500,000. Trailways Bus Depot at North Platte, Nebraska, $500,000. Trailways Bus Depot at San Diego, California, $300,000. We enjoyed working for the Burlington Trailways. And it was nice of Mr. K. and the president of Burlington Trailways to get together on us, even though the two bus companies were competitors. Now I will recall in very pleasant memories how we developed a lot of business in the food industry. My father built the original Slocum Bergeron warehouse for wholesale groceries on the corner of 3rd Street and 6th Avenue North. So when I was getting ready to enter the University of Minnesota, Mr. Slocum said to my father that he had heard that I was going to go to the University of Minnesota, and that he would like to have his son, James Slocum, get acquainted with me. Perhaps James Slocum, who was a junior at the University of Minnesota, could be helpful in getting me launched at the university. My father said that was a good idea. Consequently, I had a telephone call from Jim Slocum, repeating what his father had said to my father, and asking to, and saying he wanted to get acquainted with me and would like to come out to my house on 48th Street. This he did, and we had a very nice visit and became well acquainted right on the first visit. He invited me to a rushing party at his fraternity, which was the Chi Psi fraternity. I told him that I expected to go east to college next year, but he said that didn't make any difference, that they'd like me to come to the rushing party anyway, that I might change my mind and stay at the university. At any rate, I could spend the first year in the Chi Psi fraternity if I was pledged. Anyway, he wanted me to come to the rushing party. He also wanted to help me get registered at the university and take me out to lunch. So, over the first month of our acquaintance, we did a lot of things together. I did not pledge any fraternity, although I was rushed by three fraternities, with the understanding that I probably wouldn't pledge because I probably would think it wasn't worthwhile since I was only going to be at the university for 1 year. Every summer when I was home, I had a lot of social times with Jim Slocum and our mutual friends. And after I had graduated from Harvard, Jim Slocum and some of his friends and I became members of the University Club of Minneapolis at 802 Mount Curve Avenue. We had quite a bit of social life together immediately after I had graduated from Harvard. A portion of this tape is indistinct, so I will retell that part of the story. Soon after the death of Jim Slocum's father, and after the death of my father, Jim Slocum asked me to become a director, to serve on the board of directors of the Slocum Berger Company. The Slocum Burger and Company was not only a wholesale grocer, but they also were the operators of a large chain of retail grocery stores throughout western Wisconsin and all of the state of Minnesota. Soon after I became a director, the Slocum Burger and Company decided that they needed a new headquarters building and warehouse building. Jim Slocum saw to it that I was awarded the contract in the name of James Leck Company. And the contract provided that I would have charge of the architectural work and that I could engage an architect for the portions of the architectural services where I thought the architect could add something to the finished product that we might not have if I did all of the architectural work. James Leck Company was awarded this contract on a cost plus a fee basis. The present value of this building is $2 million. Soon after we completed this building, the SuperValu chain of grocery stores decided that they would build a new headquarters and warehouse building in Hopkins. Their original headquarters being across the street from the original Slocum Burger building. Jim Slocum saw to it that I was in on the ground floor, and although I knew Tom Harrison, the president of SuperValu, Jim helped to bring me closer to Tom Harrison so that we were invited to bid on this new SuperValu headquarters to be erected in Hopkins. Magny and Tussler and Setter were the architects. We were the low bidders, and this resulted in a handsome profit for the James Leck Company. The value of this building is the value of the Red Owl edition is $2 million.